When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, my story has, it starts out sad, but it has a happy ending. For years, I threw a huge 4th of July party. I had a huge backyard, a deck. We'd have kegs of beer, a band playing. People would bring their tents, stay overnight. And the next door neighbor, he would come every year. And then this one year, he wasn't able to come, but he said, go ahead and use my backyard for tents, you know, so people weren't drinking and driving and whatnot. So I'm inside the house with my best friend, and we're splitting up this giant bag of mushrooms.
My man.
And we hear this huge explosion. I mean, it like shook inside the house. Like, what in the F was that? So go outside. People are screaming. Well, it turns out a friend of a friend brought a pipe bomb and dug a hole in my neighbor's yard, put it in the hole, surrounded it with firewood, and detonated it without letting anybody. My whole backyard, there were probably 60, 70 people back there. And this thing goes off. Well, my neighbor from across the street, because all my neighbors came to the party because it was this loud.
Sure.
Great big bear of a man. Well, a piece of shrapnel hit him in the shin.
Oh, my God.
Breaking his shin into multiple pieces and coming out the back of his leg with a chunk of flesh missing.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it was bad. And so, of course, 911. We call, you know, and of course the mushrooms are starting to kick in, and cops, paramedics, fire trucks, the entire street is just covered in flashing lights. The cops come, you know, I have to talk to them. I'm standing there talking to them, and these are some of the strongest mushrooms I've ever taken in my life to this day. And I'm trying to talk to these cops. And they're getting my neighbor out of the yard, and like, oh my God, cannot believe this just happened. Finally, yeah, so he's in the hospital for weeks. We were there for about another 6 months before we sold the house and moved out of the neighborhood. And he still wasn't home. He had to go live with relatives.
Jeez.
And he had two teenage kids as well. He was
Jesus.
A single father.
What, so what exactly yeah. did they
was damage. Really sad.
Did they arrest the guy that did this?
You know what? That's a weird thing. Is that at the time when the cops were there, we didn't know exactly who did it. I had my suspicions. As soon as the cops left, the guy came up to me and told me it was him, and he took responsibility and said, "Hey, man, you're gonna have to talk to the cops." But when the cops were there, they told me that if this had happened any other day than the 4th of July, that they wouldn't leave until they had arrested somebody. But because it was the 4th of July, they just kind of let it go, which I thought was crazy.
It's crazy, but I get the point.
How big was the hole in your neighbor's yard? Did you have to fill it in?
No, he just dug. It was. I mean, I don't know how big it was before the bomb went off, but it was just maybe a foot across and a
All
foot
right.
deep.
Okay. What is the actual damage to the guy that got his shin messed up? Because you said you guys moved 6 months later. He had to live with relatives.
Yeah.
What was the actual injury?
He wasn't back after 6 months. And you know what the guy did for a living? He was a linesman. He worked for the power company climbing telephone poles.
Jesus, God.
So that career, he wasn't doing that ever again. So I guess he had to, you know, the casting was so bad that he couldn't even be in a wheelchair. He had to lay on one of, like, those boards that mechanics lay on and scooch around the house.
Damn.
Flat on his back. Yeah. Anyway, so it was terrible. I felt terrible. Nicest guy in the world. But, so I fast forward about 4 or 5 years, of all places I run into him in a hospital. I still felt terrible. Steve, I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And he's like, Tim, you know what? Best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm like, really? How's that? And he's like, well, they put me in an office, so I don't have 18 hours out in the snow every time it snows. I don't have to climb those damn poles anymore. Kept my same pay grade. You know, I'm getting paid more to do this than anybody else in the office. You know, pension, all that kind of stuff. And I knew he sued my homeowner's insurance and got $300,000. But what I learned that day is he also sued the neighbor who let me use his yard for $300,000. And he got $400,000 out of the guy that actually lit the pipe bomb.
Damn.
So he ended up with a cool mill, and this was like in the early 90s. So $1 million meant a lot more back then.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, yeah. And he's like, he had the two teenage kids, and he's like, I paid off my house. My oldest son just graduated from college without a penny of student loans. My daughter's graduating in 2 years. She won't have a penny in student loans. I'm completely debt-free. I had no idea how I was going to put these kids through college. So, Tim, it really kind of worked out for me.
How was it with the old neighbor, though? I mean,
because he got docked 300.
Well, he got docked 300.
He didn't do anything.
He wasn't there.
But the bomb was set off on his property. And he had given us permission to be on the property. So
that's right. let me rephrase. I would have a heart.
That's why.
Right, but
he didn't know you were going to blow up a bomb.
Correct.
I didn't know we were going to blow up a bomb.
He was busy tripping on mushrooms.
I just feel like the neighbor should have been dinged for this. He was just being nice.
But it was
his homeowner's insurance that got dinged, so nothing came out of his pocket. It was just a hassle for him, you know, more than anything.
Well, your insurance is going to go up.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's one inherent truth with anything.
It didn't actually go up that much, though. Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, but that's what happens when you let people use your property. Right? If anything, even if it's their own negligence, it comes back on you. They even say, you know, like a burglar could sue you because they were going to a porch pirate. They trip up your stairs and bust their chin because you had a loose brick or something, right? And they bash out all their teeth. They could sue you because your property, if your property is actually at risk or it wasn't up to the standard, like, hey, man, you had loose pavers on your stairs. Yes, this guy was going to break into your house, but he stepped on the paver on your property that you're supposed to maintain, and he bashed his face. And now you got to pay his medical bill. It's effed up, but, I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, think about it. You have a porch pirate. You open the door. You kick their ass. The next thing you know, they sue you.
Yeah.
Because you were going to steal my TV. Well, look, you got an order from Amazon or something.
My neighbor in when I was living in Baltimore, south of Baltimore, they had a dilapidated fence that was between us and their property. Unfortunately, there was also bamboo growing along that entire fence line. And that stuff sometimes, and I'm not making this up.
It's unbelievable.
It can shoot up 2 feet in a day.
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen anything like a big purple, looks like an asparagus stuff comes out of the ground. You can't stop it. You basically just need to rototill it, dump some chemicals in there that they probably have already banned, and pray to God that it goes away. Either way, he is the guy that had like a 1984 Camaro underneath a tarp in the front yard.
Right.
Did you
ever see him drive it?
No, he's working on it.
Of course.
He was working on it.
Does anyone buy a Camaro that they drive, or do you buy them to work on?
But you can look at the tires all cracked. Like, I mean, there's no way you could drive it. Then he had a Dodge Ram pickup truck. Then he had the old boat in the front yard. Then he had his newer boat that he bought in the front yard, along with his dad's car, his dad's older car, and his dad's girlfriend's car. So basically, it looked like...
Did his dad and his girlfriend live there?
They did.
Okay. All right.
Now, the other problem that I had was this incredible number of creatures that would come through my fence into the yard. I could look out there at any moment out the window and see huge-ass snakes, like rat snakes, black snakes, families of ducks, foxes, the whole deal. So, at what point in time...
Did ducks bother you, man?
But they would just walk through that fence and out of his yard. And then, at one point in time, we had a hurricane, and I had to get up on the roof and clear branches, clear out the gutters, the whole deal. We got dumped on. That was when my basement flooded. So I get up there. Now, for the first time ever, I'm on my roof. Yeah. I'd never been up there before. And I can see across that fence line over the bamboo. Unbeknownst to me, there was one of the biggest above-ground swimming pools filled with, it looked like motor oil, is the best way that I can describe it. Now, when I peer over there, there is, in fact, a family of ducks swimming in this. Okay? There are, I'm not kidding you, there are lily pads on the top of the water of this pool. All right?
That's a pond.
It was above ground. But I could not believe, I was just thinking that thing is going to bust. There's no way.
And all the crap's going to come to you.
That is correct, because I was a little bit downhill from him. I'm like, this thing is going to blow. A castle had a situation like this for a while, where his neighbor actually emptied the pool into his yard, all right? But at this point in time, I'm worried that sludge
is going to come into your yard.
It's going to come into my yard. There were also, I counted, 3 refrigerators back there in the yard.
Jesus Christ, man.
There were 2 tractors that looked like they were from like 1920.
All right.
Like you could like see through the motor in the front. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, 2 riding lawnmowers. I mean, it was Sanford and Son at its finest. Now, the one thing about Dave, who was living in the basement, you were not allowed to come into his house. It was kind of like the neighbor that I had in Baltimore City.
The creepy dude?
Yeah. It was when he opened the door to come outside, like you were going to knock on the door, drink beer with him, he almost like had to shimmy out of his front door.
Listen,
they were not, he was a good guy. His dad was a very nice guy. His dad's girlfriend was a very nice woman. It was just the fact that, I mean, like, I pull in my driveway, man, there's like 2 rats like taking a nap on my driveway.
Yeah.
Because I'm right next door to them. I mean, like, I can't imagine what in the hell was going on in there. It was, and the biggest fear I had, of course, is that when I went to sell that place, that I would never be able to sell it.
Right, because that thing is next
door. Because just what's living next door to me. And somehow I ended up selling that place. I it was a miracle. But, you know, I would still go. Even when I was in that area, I was just curious. Did Dave ever fix that Camaro up? And every time I went back, he had a new truck the last time I went back. He had a newer truck, but the Dodge that he used to drive, the Ram, big-ass truck, he just found another parking spot.
Right.
So now there's even more vehicles. There's more crap going on. There's no HOA. You know, I realize that HOAs can be a pain in the ass. This place was beyond anything that I'd ever experienced in West Virginia. There were washing machines out back. There were dryers out back.
Yeah, yeah.
If they replaced it, they just threw it in the backyard. They did not take anything out. I mean, everything that they had, they kept. Even when it was past its due date, so to speak.
Which is ridiculous because, like, if you get a new appliance, I would say 99% of the time, we will also take your old one.
Correct.
Away, right.
Same with that.
We will take it.
You're not
going to
believe
hands.
This. Car dealers have this thing called trade-ins.
Right.
You take the old car. You see, they gave you some cash for it, and you put that toward the newer vehicle you're buying.
That's all you got to do.
You don't need 2 trucks that are the same exact truck, but just 1-2 years newer,
right,
than the other.
I mean, it was in our driveway, but we had a Mercury Lynx that sat out there for years, and then eventually my brother did fix it up and use it.
Well, at least he did that.
Correct. But I mean, same thing. Like, there was years where I was like, why do we still have...
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're going to use it one day. And then
no, you're not.
Finally, Chris just was down on his luck and was like, I need a car.
Right. Yep. By the way, I'm going to share a text with you. Ted, we were talking about... Someone's going to break into your house and slip under the stair. They bust in the face because they tripped on it. They sue you, right? It says, my old neighbor got sued by a robber that fell through the skylight. Got it for almost $500,000 and still robbed the place.
Mm.
Right? I mean, think about that. Like, wait a minute. You're going to rob my house. You fell through my skylight and now I'm on the... And it's not, look, you can sue anybody for anything. It's just your chances of success should be really, really low. Yeah. That is unbelievable. I assume then that's not a jury. It's got to be, because I can't imagine you'd have 12 people that go, yeah, you know, that makes sense. First of all.
No, and that's for money, so that's probably civil.
Right.
Not a criminal charge. So I think
what's
just
crazy
judge.
Is, I'm like, are skylights supposed to be
hold
able
body
to
weight?
Hold body weight?
I'm pretty sure if someone slips on the sidewalk in front of your home in Seattle on ice or whatever, they can sue the people who live where that sidewalk.
But that's
city like
property.
Like a business. I know that. And you're not allowed to do anything with the strip.
But
and
I have to
and you can't trim
it.
The trees down.
Yeah,
but I think you are involved. And in, yes, it's your job to maintain that area. So it's always good, especially in December, if we get one of those ice storms or whatever, to at least have a bag of salt in your garage if you have that situation of people are walking past your home.
All right, for a fact. We do have a neighbor. It's an older guy. I cannot explain this, but he will take a 5-block area, right? And it'll snow, and I effing hate snow, and I effing hate to shovel, and I'll go out there to shovel. When I get down to the sidewalk, this old dude, he's done it. 5 blocks, right? Spring hits. So it's finally not raining outside, but the grass is super green. It's been growing all winter, whatever. This guy mows it all down. So it's like this well-manicured
area.
He just does it. But now I'm wondering if he does it like, I don't want to get sued. Somebody trips over a tree root in front of my house.
Yeah.
Seattle's going to put it on me, even though it's their goddamn property.
Is he doing it by shovels? He got a little snowblower.
Brother does it by shovel. And that's what's amazing. Yeah, he's got a hand-push lawnmower, and he just uses a shovel. And it is weird because of that whole tree situation that I had a couple years ago, where we're trying to tell the city of Seattle, like, hey, this tree is going to fall. And we're like, no.
This was your neighbor's tree.
It's a neighbor's tree, and this thing had to be 70 feet tall. So, I mean, it was a massive, massive tree, but it is growing at an extreme angle. It was planted in, like, real sandy soil, so the roots weren't deep. They were just very lateral.
All right.
And eventually it fell over. And Seattle, I mean, like I said, they hired these. If you're an arborist for the city of Seattle, if you're one of the people that goes out there to judge trees, understand this arborist, they pay money to be a part of Seattle's arborist people, but the city of Seattle will not take the word of an arborist that's not one of theirs. So we had an arborist from UW, might know what they're talking about, came out and said, yeah, the tree's going to fall. What are you, stupid? Look at it. We're like, we know. The Seattle city arborist came out and said, nah, man, it's going to right itself because he pays, I think it's $100 a year to be a part of this club to come out and lie to people. That is the absolute truth. So the tree falls down, does all this stuff. The city of Seattle still like came down on us. And it's like, but here's the thing. Someone trips on the sidewalk in front of my house. I'm on the hook. This tree was in someone's yard on her own property. She was not allowed to take down a tree, which then fell down and damaged 3 houses. I don't know what goes on in this city. I don't know who makes the rule. But I tell you, if I see them, I'm going to punch them, spit on them. They piss me off so much with that kind of crap.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like, it's on her property, and the reason she wants to take it down is so that it doesn't fall on other people's house. There was no view.
It's okay to be environmentally savvy, but also to be to the point where you make logical decisions. You can be a progressive. You can say, like, look, man, it's important to recycle. It's important to take care of the environment.
But if a tree is going to fall on a house, take it down.
That's logical. That's the problem.
That's all
we're saying. Why you look stupid. You know what I mean? Because, look, it's one thing to save the world. Yeah, gotcha. But just don't be idiots.
Yeah, avoid the tree, though.
Don't be stupid.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.